Why does it say this emoji doesn't work here because it's from a different server?
Probably because it's from a different server.
But I never said that before. Use Nitro for details. They just want us to buy stuff.
I mean, yeah.
Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to episode 93 of the Guardian Hub podcast, where we talk Destiny and our love of the game. We occasionally bring on different guests and communities, and some weeks we have even less podcast hosts, but that's okay, because this week, Mac and Dez are here, Dez Raven, to give you our opinions of what's going on. How are you doing, Dez?
I am doing something. I'm here. I'm breathing, so... It's a decent start.
That's good. Yeah. I saw, we don't have to bring it up here, but I saw like some plans went a little bit different than you were expecting. For us.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because I was hoping this Saturday to get wife's family's Christmas done. And fantastical that right after a holiday break, they come up to me and it's like, well, we need you to work this Saturday. And it's like, okay. So I start thinking in my head, it's like, who can I pawn off? Like, who can I pawn this off on? Like, who's not working? Who can I talk into working? Come to find out, anyone I could have talked into working for me was already working.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
So you didn't get to pawn it off. That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah, so I was stuck at work on a Saturday, which I'm sure Gator and Hazel loved. Had a whole like 8 hours of just ignoring the show segment feedback channel. I'm sure they mute it for like a couple hours whenever I start. I'm sure.
You know, it's okay because I'm not trying to throw shade, but Gator can't remember everything he says. So,
right? I mean,
love you,
Gator. That's why. At least half of what I say is in jest. And then, like, there's a quarter of it that's just like, wait, what? It's like, wait a minute.
The other quarter, that's only 75%.
That might have some stimming annoyance in something I say, maybe. Maybe.
What if we turned into a podcast where we just make a fun of Guardian Down podcast?
Yeah, I could
or other pod, or other podcasts. Everyone's going to hate us. No, but we definitely love Guardian Down podcast. If anyone happens to listen to us and not them, please, please check them out. They're like our brother in arms. There's so many good Destiny podcasts out there, but for whatever reason, they kind of started around the same time as us, and we really gravitated to them. And Two Titans and a Hunter, excellent, excellent podcast.
Indeed, indeed. It's completely and totally out of love. I have to keep them on their toes, though.
Oh, for sure. We like giving Gator a hard time with his predictions and everything else.
He does have some bold predictions. I'll give him that.
Mm-hmm.
He sticks by them, too, which, I mean, it's fair. It's fair.
Yeah. Well, that sucks about Saturday. Is there any other chances you can get to kind of like redo, or was that kind of like the main thing?
Oh no, my wife went. I worked, so.
Oh, so that's just, it's over.
Yeah. It happened. I mean, yeah. It's all right.
Yeah. Work's been busy then. I mean, it's been crazy for me this first week.
It's weird. Cause like I said, we had so little overtime. In December, Like they just weren't working weekends for a lot of November and December, and then all of a sudden we're like so many orders behind, it's not even funny. And I'm just like, how does this happen? Just, like legitimately, what, how does the logistics of this pan out? It makes zero sense.
Yeah, things
But
are
yeah.
interesting. I don't know how everything's turning out as far as like, yeah, ordering stuff. It seems like it's getting back to full steam. I don't know. Electronics are still in high demand. There's still people that have money to buy stuff, and computers are back ordered a bit. I don't know about all manufacturers, but I know Apple's back ordered. I imagine a lot are. I mean, we hear about controllers. I mean, obviously PlayStation, but Xbox, but controllers being back ordered, all sorts of electronics.
I mean, yeah, because post holidays is normally rough for tech in general. And I know because I've spent many a year in the automotive business, and we do a good amount of like plastic parts for automotive. And it's yeah, this is when they start ramping back up to either catch up or stay ahead of orders there as well. So a lot of it makes sense, and it seemed because we also yeah we do refrigerated parts, so it seems that kind of mimics the same industry for the most part. So yeah.
Yeah. Well, interesting. Yep. We don't have Sin here this evening because we had a crazy weekend of not podcasting when we normally should have. Sin joined a raid, and then I got tempted to join a different raid, and then we pushed it back, and then Sin wasn't available, and so now we're just recording without him. But like I said, I think it even at the very beginning when we were bringing you on, this is a good thing to having two hosts is enough. I just don't know if anyone wants to solo it, but other than that, I mean,
I know, right? That's
and then there
I
may, yeah, there may be another time when I'm not here and it's just you and Sin, so.
yeah. And I actually super admire anyone that can even attempt to freaking legitimately try and keep an interesting podcast solo. That's madness.
Yeah, it can be done. I've listened to some and they're not horrible, but I just feel like it's a lot of work for the single person doing it because you just have to
Yeah.
keep talking the whole time. And
Exactly. And see, at least when you're doing like YouTube or streaming or something, it's like, sure, you're by yourself, but you have visual cues to also either pause and, let the video kind of take over if this is a dramatic moment
yeah.
or whatever. So it's not just you just talking the entire time.
Exactly. Yeah, you're just kind of answering questions for people that have questions or giving commentary on things here and there, not like,
Exactly.
yeah.
But yeah, just a single like sensation, an audio recording of you trying to do that solo for oof. Oof. I can't imagine
You don't want to narrate books or novels? I mean, I don't.
I don't know. At least I also at least feel like that would be interesting. Because at least you have a script. You have
Yeah,
something to
paper.
say. It's basically just how long can your voice hold out reading?
Yeah. Until you need to take a break, and then the
Right?
end product doesn't matter because people just hear it as one whole thing.
Yeah.
They pause whatever they want to pause. Which reminds me, I need to. I was a huge fan. Did you ever read or listen to Ready Player One?
No, I missed that sensation.
Okay. Anyone who, yeah, anyone who has read or seen the movie, listened to the book, I'm curious, thoughts on it. Now, Ready Player Two came out, and
Yeah.
I have some. Couple free Audible things. I don't know why. Like it was some. I had Audible a long time ago, and I don't have a current subscription. But I guess there was some class action thing where
Oh yeah, that
everyone.
thing.
Yeah. Okay. So, I guess you got it too,
I
or
mean,
you
I
heard about
remember a
it.
while well, sadly not this one, but I remember when Kindle like I don't think it's anything against them. I think it's more so like some authors or something had a class action on the medium as a whole, so things get cheaper, I think. At least that's how I understood it, like for the 'cause Kindle had it a few years back too. So yeah, I don't know the specifics, but it's not really like anything targeted. It's a little confusing, but that's the way I understood it. It was just targeting the pricing in general rather than an individual like distributor.
Well, I know is I get two free audiobooks.
All right.
Don't even have to have a subscription again. So I decided to get one of them as Ready Player 2, which has come out recently. Now, super excited for this in theory, but I shouldn't have read some reviews because now some of the reviews are saying, you know, it's nowhere near as good as the first one. And now I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have read that because now I'm like, have it in the back burner. I'm so excited to
start. Right. Always going blind.
I should have. Plus, I have so many podcasts and they always get the first priority when podcasts like Guardian Down have still 3-hour episodes. Didn't you say you're going to do shorter ones? No, I love them, but it just, you know, and then 2 Times 100 are generally long, and then I don't even get hardly a chance to start listening to some of the other ones, and I'm like, I'm always so behind. So if you too want to be behind, be sure to remember the lovely website destinypodcasts.com, where you can see all sorts of Destiny podcasts out there for your listening pleasure. This was not an ad, by the way.
Yeah, average runtime not listed.
Yep. And there's a lot of good lore ones for sure.
Are there still?
I don't listen to all of them. So
I mean, I'm sure there's not as many as there used to be.
Probably not.
Like, I'm almost sure.
But, I mean, if you even count, like, 2 Titans and 1 Hunter, they have a semi-often... I mean, I know you help us with the lore here, but, like, they have a guy on their podcast that does, like, a longer actual reading.
Yeah.
A lot of times. And then, I don't know, I mean... Let's just talk about this real quick. Okay, so... I'm not going to go through the whole list, but since I brought up the thing about lore, there's Destiny Lore Audio File. That's part of the Lore Network. Then there's, of course, Destiny Down Under. Mylan occasionally does lore stuff.
Of course. I mean, he has a channel dedicated to lore, so of course he would occasionally. Yeah.
Drunk Destiny Podcast, they do lore stuff quite regularly. Focused Fire Chat. I mean, they're just, I don't know. I haven't listened to them for a while, but they say they do lore. Guardians of Lore. That's another podcast.
I wonder if they do lore.
Loose Cannon Podcast. Now, I haven't listened to them too much, but they say they do lore in their description, but I do not.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
I cannot say for sure. Let's see. And Spin Foil Theory Podcast. A lighthearted take on various spin foil theories from Destiny the Game.
Oh, yeah. I can see. Yeah.
I don't know.
I can see that.
And by the way, if anyone listens to a Destiny podcast, check out this list. If there's any that I do not have listed, please let me know. There's an email at the bottom that you can send an email to, or just let us know in our Discord.
Yeah.
But Destiny, what have we been doing since the last time we talked? There was that one mission that came out, the High Celebrant.
Oh, yeah, that did happen since we last recorded.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm so stoked at that. I can finally talk about the one cutscene now that I've been hinting at forever.
Mm-hmm.
Where we set the crow free. You know, sort of.
Back to his little lair where he was.
Yeah, you know. I mean, it's becoming a very quick meme. Like, sadly, the circumstance in which the timing in which they released it has completely ruined any vibe I was hoping to feel for the actual cutscene itself. Because everything I hear is people focusing on Spider-Lip being like, now get the hell out! And then the quest tells you to go right back to Spider.
Yeah, it was really interesting timing. It does not make sense to me at all why they did it this week for various reasons. I mean, we know an update's coming out this next Tuesday. What is that, the 15th?
Mm-hmm.
and it would just make more logical sense. We haven't had a 12 for a little bit. There's going to be another 12 coming out on Thursday.
The 15th?
Sorry, not the 15th. That's the 19th is when there's going to be an update.
That's next week.
Yes, this next Tuesday, 15th, it's Friday, sorry. But this coming Thursday is going to be another 12. We've had a break for Christmas, you know, and all that. But this, and also this came out with a few little bugs. I mean, it's not the end of the world there, but I just wonder if, like, the timing was, like, a little, they could have set themselves up better if they saved it for the next update and potentially even had some of these bugs fixed, too.
I mean, I don't know. It's super weird because, I mean, it's definitely slightly out of the issues that have been told. I definitely damaged the Celebrant way too quickly in my first run and was wondering why he was just standing there staring at me. Like, so legitimately, I pulled out Lament, I swiped him a few times, he teleported, and then just stood there staring at me. Not shooting, staring, not nothing, just looking at me. And I'm just like, huh.
And to what clarify, did I do wrong? We found out, the community found out, Destiny said if you kill him too quickly, you won't be able to advance. Now, let me know, though, did you have to just abort the mission? Is that how you fix it, obviously?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Pop the orbit, pop back in, and used a sniper rifle instead of a sword. So that way I can properly take him through the steps, because the bad thing is his health is gated.
It is.
Because you can hurt him a lot, but you can't damage him past that last third. So if he's just stuck standing there, you're screwed.
Yeah, it's a very movement heavy, like story driven, like orchestrated in a whole play where you have to damage him some, move with him somewhere, damage him some more, move with him somewhere else, kind of this whole rigmarole. And it was really fun when I was doing it. Now I was kind of busy doing some things on the side, and so because of that, and I was trying to be careful, I was just naturally taking it slower. I didn't have any issues, but I'm like, okay, it's pretty cool. And then I start hearing about everyone saying, like, oh, it's all bugged and this and that, and I'm like, oh, okay, I wonder what. And then, you know, I started seeing about people not being able to get it done. Also shooting the if you shoot the blight or do something too quickly, you can't go through the portal, the portal or whatever,
because apparently won't activate and won't take damage. But I didn't have a problem out of that part for some reason. But I definitely damaged the Celebrant way too quickly. But, like I said, anyone still having problems with it, just use a sniper rifle. Run it solo.
Mm-hmm.
You'll be fine. Just take your time.
I think it was meant to be solo. If someone goes in with the team, I mean, I don't know what the plans are for down the road, if this is going to have something harder, but this is probably more fun to go solo, because it is going to be something that's too... It's almost like a little story mission. You kind of just want to experience it.
It is.
Not go too quick.
I mean, there's a lot of dialogue. There's a lot of stuff. And I kind of, like, when the Season of the Hunt started, I really kind of loved the whole, like, tracking your prey mechanic that they kind of introduced us to. I mean, it's such a simple little thing. And it's not, you know, really hugely impactful, but I think it really was done nicely in that, like, second mission, because you're even going through Ascendant Plane, trekking down these little, like, drips of whatever, and... It really hit a lot of good chords with me.
it did, and the green tracking thing was more meaningful, too, in this mission, because, yeah, it's further distances, up and down vertical space, too, not just... where we're just running with our Sparrow quickly to the next zone on the previous ones.
And that green mist actually lets you go through that one Ascendant Challenge entrance way easier, because if you pay attention, it leads you to the platforms that you sometimes can't see, because that was like the meanest of the Ascendant Challenge entrances. Yes.
I used to go the hard way, just jumping up on the statue instead of...
Right? Because I think the first two times I did that, I did the same thing before I realized, oh, wait, there's invisible platforms around here. Hey, I can... Wait, where's the next one?
Great reuse of assets and areas, like said all along, just do a strike backwards or something. But like with this, they're using the Ascendant Challenges, which are gold mines that a lot of people... I've only gotten them once, maybe, or not even all of them. I mean, I'm sure there's people that did them lots of times in the time trials or whatever, but still great play spaces.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and like, and it's one of those things they're not using. I mean, unless you're just picking up Destiny and like going back through, you know, fresh. It's people. I haven't touched an Ascended Challenge in however long Forsaken came out.
Exactly. Yeah.
I mean,
did a few after to help people out, but like, yeah, it was mostly just during that time.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe, like I said, I think I might have done a couple before I lost internet back then, but yeah, I mean, I came back and it's like, it's out of my head. I have like plenty of like Queen's foil and crap to do them. They're just sitting in my inventory, taking up space.
Now, are we to assume that he's gone, or we're still going to be chasing him in a future week?
I definitely assume he's going to be a weekly mission, but story-wise, he's gone.
Okay.
That's how I'm assuming this is going to go.
So it's that same mission, then, you're thinking, not a different one?
I mean, we'll find out tomorrow, but...
I know. I'm hoping different, and there's still two more... secret, even in the fact that
when
I say secret, we were talking about this in the Discord, there's still two more at least triumph type things we need to do to get the season seal.
Yeah, and they're not even they're completely confidential, so which even as a secret triumph, people were able to see that killing the celebrant was the secret triumph. But yeah, I mean, as soon as Bungie puts on that confidential stamp, it's people haven't found a way around that.
Yeah, I'm fine with that. I'm just curious where this is all going. I mean, we have less than a month left now. We're recording this on the 11th, and the season ends on February 9th. So it could be packed these next three-ish weeks that we have left.
I know, right? Because, I mean, like I said, this late, and there's still two triumphs missing. That's kind of suspect. I mean, I'm super glad. Like I said, the timing is weird, but I am super glad that they did do the celebrant thing, because I was sick and tired of seeing, like, I've made monster 6 out of 7, but I can't do it yet.
I was just sitting at home during reset. I've kind of learned over time that, you know, sometimes new things will come out on Tuesdays, even if it's not on the calendar. I mean, it's obvious because reset. I mean,
right.
I think Whisper originally came out on a Friday, but nonetheless, I often don't schedule things just in case. And I was not planning on anything for this last Tuesday at all. And I was even about to go out and do some jobs, but luckily I just had some remote things I was doing at the time. I think I was even just going to go out because I was bored or whatever. But then all of a sudden people said, hey, there's something going on. I'm like, okay, guess I'm hopping in the game.
Right.
And yeah, found all that. But
yeah, I know that's like my Tuesday ritual is I'll get home, I'll cut the PS5 on, and I'll immediately check D2 for updates. It's like, check for update. Because I don't have automatic updates on, for whatever reason. So I manually hit, you know, check for updates. It's like, this past Tuesday is like, you know, this application is in to its latest version. I'm like, oh, well, crap, nothing new. Went through the pop-ups. It's like, go visit the crow to take down the celebrant. Woo! It's here!
It's here. Well, we'll see what goes on with that. Keep everyone updated.
Sure.
What have we been doing with raiding? Any notable experiences?
Good God, I've been raiding a lot, man.
I know, it's hard to remember. I feel like a lot of us, not everyone, but a lot of us are now starting to focus even more on extra little things. Like, you know, we've been doing the weekly triumph, and a lot of people got that last one done. This week that's ending is the 4-ball triumphs. A lot of people,
which we all figured it was. I mean, with a name like the Core Four, if it wasn't going to be the 4-ball strat, then the community might have lost its mind, like collectively, because you're gonna have such an obvious. Oh, man.
Do you have a desire to get all the triumphs?
I think I kind of agree with the community feel, and since it doesn't require a flawless, why not? I mean, it might have some challenging things to do, but nothing quite as hard as like requiring a flawless raid, which I do feel they should do kind of like a, you know, because they have a flawless emblem. If you can go flawless in trials, why not have a separate emblem, title, whatever, set for, you know, the hardcore raiders, though, that those that, you know, want to go flawless and show it off or whatever.
Definitely. Yeah, an emblem, because those usually aren't too hard to create. It's just a 2D asset, but that would be great for the flawless. But you're right. This is something that I've always probably could have done these other raid seals, but I just didn't want to have to go through the hassle of tryharding going flawless. And this time around, it's going to be, yes, quite a bit easier for a lot of people, but at the same time, it's not anything just to shake a stick at. It still takes a lot of time commitment. You still have to raid a lot to get all these triumphs done and
For
all
sure, for sure.
the arc and solar and void and stasis and same class. And
Yeah, and I'm gonna say, freaking Arc and Stasis are gonna be nightmares. I'm just gonna say that, like, just straight up, Arc and Stasis are gonna be nightmares to complete.
well, they don't have to be, I'll tell you. I already did stasis.
That's good. I
And
still need stasis though, so
you can still
somebody's
do
gonna do it again.
the trick where as long as you switch right before the encounter ends, it counts.
I screw that. I'm going
So,
to go full stasis all the time.
well, no, that's good. We almost did that. We did full stasis all the way through third encounter, and then fourth encounter, we really wanted the two Warlock Wells during DPS phase, so we did that. And then right at final stand, we were like, we reminded everyone, okay, switch to stasis, and then we got it done.
Yeah, because at that point in time, if you're running well, I mean, that makes sense.
So honestly, with how easy this raid is now for a lot of us that have done it a lot, I think any of those things are going to be easy if you just play it like that. We just have to, you know, come to agreement of which one we're doing. And I don't mind, you know, I love raiding so much. I often don't even switch characters. There's so many times I'm raiding on my Warlock, not getting anything other than the spoils, but I'm almost maxed out on that too. I need to start using them more. But I don't mind doing, yeah, if someone needs like an all stasis run, sure, I'll help out because let's get everyone their triumphs.
And that's, I mean, yes, and that's cool because this title is definitely going to be more populous than any past raid title for sure. But I mean, I think that's a good thing though. Like I said,
Is.
I definitely don't feel like, you take a few new people like through the raid, and you definitely feel like how things can snowball still. So that, which is why I hesitate in calling, still like calling this raid easier, even with 21 clears under my belt. Which is by far, I've almost, oh, what? No, I had like 16 or 12, 12 or 16 Leviathan clears.
Oh.
So, yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's like I said, everything is just, I think it's the fact that just the rolls can be recovered, Like the fact that you have your specific rolls, but if things go sideways, somebody can pick it up. And if, as long as they know what they're doing, you can save the run, essentially. Whereas somewhere like Leviathan, for example, I mean, if someone inside running Gauntlet screws up, you can't hop in Gauntlet and pick up where they left off,
Yeah, good point. Or a lot of things like with Crown of Sorrow, you know, first boss encounter where you're have the walls up still. Funny enough, I just passed Crown of Sorrow. I like that raid a lot, even though not as many people ran it. I had 24 on that. I just hit 25 on Deep Stone
Nice.
Tomb. Jeez, yeah, it's going fast because
Yeah.
Last Wish and Garden are about 45 for both of those, and then Eater of Worlds 50, Leviathan 80. I could see this raid passing Leviathan. I really could.
Yeah, I mean,
For me too.
like I said,
Like, you know, yeah.
it's recoverable, it feels. I mean, like I said, I definitely don't feel it's easier, but it's definitely, it's more forgiving.
Yeah.
Seven more forgiving, which I don't think is bad.
No, we've all said our opinion on this a lot. It's even if you say it's easier, it's good that we have this change, this yin and yang
Exactly.
of
We
raids,
have,
and they make the next one hard again or whatever, you know. But
yeah,
well, the
we always
next one
have
be
to.
Vault. Who knows? But,
Actually, there ain't no telling how that one's going to turn out.
yeah.
And that's the thing, because even if people lose interest in like new raids, I almost feel like Deep Stone will still be like that one people will be still be willing to like go back and run, which I mean I'll definitely be willing to go back and run it, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I just enjoy having influx of raiders again, having enough groups to like run multiples a night or multiple groups or feels good, man.
For sure. There's a lot of rating going on. So anyone who hasn't hopped in this one yet, feel free, and because it's a fun experience.
Indeed, and there's if you're listening, it's like, oh, I'll never raid or it just seems out of my grasp. Hop in the Discord. We have plenty of people between our joint 100.io venture. Plenty of people very well versed in this raid to give an excellent like raid experience. So yeah, advertisement for the 100.io and everything. So yay. I can
Yeah.
plug.
Yay, thank you. 100.io, we're the three Discords teamed together to bring you the best Voltron version of a raid team you can get.
Right?
Except Voltron was what, five? No, I don't
Yep.
think three.
It's okay. It's like an early Sentai mecha. We'll go with
We go.
that one.
So there's been a topic going around that I almost hesitate to bring up because I don't have super strong feelings on it, but I also saw someone in our own community posted a comment about it. So this is why I feel like it's somewhat important to talk about. Shout out to Gorilla Golf. He even just wrote on Twitter recently that he's really frustrated with stasis in PvP. And this brings up a bigger point that I've been seeing in the community with the state of PvP. I'm seeing a lot of like just little bites, like little Twitter bites of, well, the weapons seem balanced, but we hate stasis and we hate how there hasn't been attention to PvP, i.e., mostly meaning taking away maps and having so many trials issues and not having good enough adept trials weapons. Comments.
Oh, I have a hot take for the stasis update.
Okay. Yes, good sir.
A lot of people are not going to like me for this, but considering I do listen to a few podcasts, I do keep my ear somewhat to the ground still. And months before stasis comes out, you have so many PvP players complaining that abilities don't feel strong enough. They don't even matter. Why even use a grenade if it's not going to kill someone? Well, guess what? They introduce a subclass where your neutral game, your grenades, your melees, your hunter's dodge are way more lethal now. And now people are complaining? Like abilities feel powerful again? Just like in, do people not remember sticky nades in D1?
Yeah,
Do
good
you
point. That was
people
one thing I was
forget
gonna.
this nonsense? I literally have a YouTube video that clips a sticky nade at first tracking to me, curving 90 degrees to stick to the person next to me.
Yeah, you bring up a good point. In D1, abilities did seem stronger, and I feel like we've almost gone down. I don't know if over the years, because again, people have been complaining about abilities, and it's gone down, 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 down so much. And now we go up a little bit, and it's like, whoop,
Yeah.
whoop, whoop, you know.
Now we have a subclass where abilities are strong. It has a strong neutral game.
Right, I will kind of want to talk through it because I have some semi opinions. But one thing that I can see kind of people's points is, okay, yes, let's have some strong abilities again, but no one wants a slowing ability. That's like just, it's such like a, what's the word to like, cock blocker or something. You know what I mean? When you're in like a faster paced game and all of a sudden no one wants to be frozen. You know what I mean?
But that's the thing. I mean, okay. Mentality part here. Because again, I'm more, I noticed that I said it on the Guardian Downcast, and I'm more of a mentality player, right? Because, I mean, my reflexes aren't incredible. Map knowledge is so-so most of the time. But I get by on, like, basic strategy and mentality. You have a bunch of people on the other team using an ability that keeps you from rushing in. Then why do you keep rushing in?
Very true. That is... Okay, I'll kind of get to one point. I haven't listened to... Oh, gosh, now I got to pull up their name. Kit Kutcha and Merck.
Two incredible people.
Yes, and we're so sorry. I don't remember the name of their podcast right now.
Massive Breakdown.
Yes. Massive Breakdown, yes. Which is often PvP-based talk.
Yes. Not always. Which, like I said, two great guys. I don't always 100% agree with their game balance thoughts.
Well, they are actually agreeing more with you, sir. I don't know if you listened to their episode. I listened to it in preparation of this, and they are
fair.
They are agreeing more with you, and probably more with how I'm thinking about this too. All the similar points.
That kind of scares me.
It's like, do we not remember D1 abilities? We're just crazy, and
right.
they weren't so big now. And then, of course, you know, now this comes up, and it's just, yeah, the other point was really, I believe Kit Kutcher was saying he feels like the people this is annoying the most are the shotgunners, right?
Oh, for sure. And that's because it's annoying the shotgunners, and it's annoying the crutch shoulder chargers, which I'm not saying everyone that uses shoulder charge crutches on it. And there's a lot of people that just use insurmountable skull fort for the lefts and the lulls and the memes. But I've run across plenty of people in quick play that crutch on it. And that's my love for Stasis started within the first week. Because I was playing against one of those titans. And insurmountable skull fort, as soon as he was losing a gunfight, he would literally like back up, turn, create this wide running path just to try and get you with a shoulder charge. That was his last ditch effort. And he almost got me. But I threw a shuriken. It hit him. It knocked him out of sprint. And you can actually see his arm swing as he taps the melee button to shoulder charge me. But it's not there. And then I murder him. And I laugh. Like, maniacally laugh.
Excellent.
Oh, it was glorious. Because that's when, like, Stasis clicked for me.
Kitty.
Oh, yes. That is a very loud kitten. That requires attention, but...
I get it.
Yeah. He doesn't get attention.
And that's scowling. our third host for the evening, not so.
Right. But no. So yeah, and like I said, that's when the mentality clicked for me. It's like, we finally have a good counter to rushers, to just blind rushers, basically. I mean, mm-hmm. You can't gun them down fast enough. Pour into your abilities, stop them dead in their tracks. Then they're yours.
Yeah, I'm also not a shotgun player, so I haven't been super affected by this stasis. Now, of course, I don't do PvP much, but I've been in at least enough to experience getting frozen here and there, and with me generally wanting to stay back with trying some scout or auto or pulse first and not always being super successful with it, but generally kind of like that longer to medium game, and then maybe close enough to try to get my fusion off on some people. But you know, a lot of times I'll lose to the shotgunners if they're really good. But you're right, it's kind of like you can't avoid a lot of this. Another interesting thing they were saying is this is punishing more now the teams that are staying grouped up. You know, it still can be good to team shoot, but you don't necessarily want to be team grouped up because if you're all in a group, the stasis abilities are going to have a much better job of killing that whole group than
exactly
before.
Because, I mean, yeah, because that's like the shatter aspect. And Duskfield, oh my god. And, yeah, and that's another thing. It's not just rushers. There's people that, like, sit in corners. Mm-hmm. Duskfield will rip them right out of that corner. And if it's a group of people, all of a sudden they're bunched up in the middle. Maybe they won't be frozen. Mm-hmm. But you still pick off a couple. And I've seen people absolutely lethal with the glacier grenades. Like hunters that just somehow toss it and shatter dive and just murder everyone. And I was so happy to see that. To see, like, you know, my level of, like, because my level of Crucible doesn't always catch on to things that quickly. But it was, like, super, I was super stoked to see people, like, catch on to, like, stasis tactics, even in my level of Crucible. Which, I'm not saying it's good or bad, I'm kind of average, because I have my good showings, I have my bad showings, but, you know, kind of stuck in, like, well, no, it's connection-based now. So, yeah, that's probably why I see it more. Anyway, yeah.
Yeah, I would like to hear input. If stasis is affecting you, what type of Crucible do you play more? Because I thought it was one way at first. When I heard Chris on the latest Guardian Down, they were talking about this a little bit, and Chris said that he was noticing stasis being a little bit annoying in quick play, but when he would go into comp, ironically, it wasn't as much of an issue. But on massive breakdowns, they were thinking maybe it's more like these streamers that are complaining a lot, and it's the game 7 of the trials, and they don't want to be facing a team that are going to just all, you know, stasis abilities together, or maybe in some more sweaty comp matches. So I'm curious, you know, if people see it in more one mode than the other. I'm just curious. I'm just trying to get more, you know, if anyone can guess. I mean, Des has opinion. I'm pretty much right there too. The only thing that I could maybe see is we don't want too much of a spam of grenades and melees all the time. I mean, the super, I'm fine with getting frozen. Any super that does something is meant to do something annoying or kill you or whatever, right?
Exactly.
But if you're getting a team of six and they all have either a grenade or a melee that can freeze you, I guess that could be a little annoying. Maybe they could, I don't know if there's anything they could do to tune back on that or remove some abilities.
I don't know. Because legitimately, if they push being frozen back any further, it's practically going to be useless.
Yeah, so that's why I'm glad I don't have to deal with this. It's got to be a tough thing for Bungie. I know there's a lot of people complaining, and there's a lot of people that also, they're not trying to complain. They feel like this truly affects them, and they want to see it change. So with those two mentalities, what's Bungie to do? I don't know that they can do much.
Right.
You know, and then people are going to be mad if they don't do anything. So they have a tough position that they're in.
I mean, legitimately. like I said, it's, you know, it's not a popular opinion, but also at the same time, I wouldn't do anything right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's like my whole like mentality of it too, because I don't quite have the mentality of the average game player, and I don't think Bungie should cater to everyone's exact whims and things, because they have a vision for how this thing's going to work. Let them play it out, actually get used to it, learn to fight against it. I mean, good lord, I don't think I heard people complain this much when Thorn was an absolute monster for like 8 months.
Yeah, that's why I feel like this conversation will eventually change, as all these ones in the past have. I mean, this has happened a million times before, but it does bring up an interesting bigger meta discussion of, should Destiny always be a game that caters to so many different markets? We have PvE and PvP. We have Gambit. We have the game sometimes catering to the hardcore players, sometimes catering to the casual players. Should Bungie continue to generalize more or specialize more? I think, to me, that's a really intriguing and interesting question.
It is. It is. But,
and so far, they seem to, if anything, generalize more, right? I mean, even though they'll have times where they have super hardcore modes of things and easier things, but
and this some thing,
people say if they generalize too much, you can't be good in either one.
But that's the thing. If you look back to when Bungie would sway one direction and try to catch up the next, they're kind of at their best when they do generalize. Like, sure, maybe not every side is as happy as they could be, but also at the same time, it's not as loud, you know? That's like whenever they focused on, they brought in Trials, and it was a PvP-heavy, like, addition. Like, they seem to focus on Trials, like, doing new things for that, or bringing in more new stuff for PvE. Like, legitimately updates, I mean, back in the day, could be categorized as PvE or PvP updates. I'm seeing a little less of that now, and like I said, people may not be happy, but also at the same time, I think they have a better track record kind of generalizing.
Yeah, a lot of people are saying they want a PvP-focused season, kind of like we had a Gambit-focused one in the past. That could be a good thing.
Like a year ago? Good God.
Yeah, it's a tough question. I mean, the game has worked for me, and for its, even for how generalized it is, the PvE content with raids and everything has been enough to keep me interested all the time. I guess if your main thing is PvP, and if you play that 90% of the time and you're getting bored, then it doesn't have to mean the game's in a bad state. It could just mean maybe this isn't the game for you right now and you should move on to a PvP specialized game.
Maybe you're in the bad state right now. I mean...
Come on, just let it play out some more.
They just need to see how people play out, because no matter what, I mean, because here's the thing: a lot of people, like, connected to the social aspect, the social media aspect of Destiny, what a lot of people tend to forget is we are actually like the minority of Destiny players. Like, people that don't have their voice in social media or don't care about social media or just fire up the game occasionally to have fun. I mean, good Lord. You're talking like millions of players across multiple platforms. And those connected by social media might actually don't even like cap a million. I mean, it's a minority. So, I mean, they have to collect data from every aspect.
It's probably not a bad idea though to consider still giving some love to PvP of maybe adding some more maps, some more game modes.
Yeah,
something to
bring back Rift.
Yes, Rift. Oh my gosh, I've said this before. Rift comes back. That is like my favorite game mode from
right
D1.
Everyone had fun with Rift.
Mm-hmm.
But yet, they're not. Stop being pansies, Bungie. Bring back Rift. I died on this hill when RNG died. Bring back Rift. I will die on this hill again, okay?
The other thing, which sounds maybe potentially weird or mean, is that we say that they've been generalizing, but also they've done at least enough with PvP to almost feed a monster too much. They've done enough to make it, you know, we have trials, we have these things that makes it look like it's supposed to be, in theory, a top tier PvP game. So because of that, it at times has the impression. So I think people then expect too much. You know, it's like almost if Bungie didn't do like half as much with PvP, we might be in a better state. I don't know if that sounds weird, but
I mean, who knows? I mean, because I always like the argument that Bungie will never, like, Destiny will never be competitive because of the abilities. But yet, you know, Blizzard makes a game all about different characters and abilities called Overwatch, and it has its own professional league. So, other than the RNG loot factor, I don't see this being an issue. Personally.
There's also a rumor that one of Bungie's next games will be PvP focused. And I don't know if they're just saying that now because of, again, all this talk lately about the state of PvP.
I mean, also, if they want to make a PvP Destiny and like something a little more quote unquote competitive for all the those guys out there, don't get it confused for this that guy. That's those guys, okay? You know, right? That's those other guys, all right? I don't associate with those guys, but that one, like, kind of, you know, take Destiny PvP to a more casual playlist and stuff. That would be cool too. You know,
Yeah.
make a shooter Destiny-esque, fixed equipment and stuff. People be happy. Basically, make COD, basically remake Black Ops 3 with a Destiny skin on it, and people will be happy.
It's
And yes, that
possible.
shot fires at Activision ripping off Destiny with Black Ops 3, because Black Ops 3 was a total Destiny ripoff. I just
Haven't
played
checked
that
out
beta
yet.
too.
Okay.
Yeah, I played that beta, and you literally have an operative that self-rezzes. You have another operative with a seismic smash. You have an operative that summons a deadly pistol for a few shots. So yeah,
Sounds fun.
I mean, it was pretty fun. It's just I couldn't get used to COD time to kill and like mobility.
And here is the biggest thing that I think it's people are being super complaining about. But along with all this, I feel like one of the reasons why this came up is because it's convenient to come up right now because people are so used to like, Bungie, what about this? What about that? And then usually the developers, they won't always say something big that they'll be, oh, we're looking into it, or we hope to change that, or you know, words like that. But of course, Christmas break has been upon us. They already told us they'd be having a break. They didn't tell us when they were coming back specifically, but we knew at least 2 weeks, and it happened to be a third week that we didn't get a TWAB. But people are like flipping out, like, we're not hearing from Bungie, like the state of PvP, and they're not responding to us. I'm like, they're not supposed to be responding to you right now.
I
They
know,
were on a
right? I mean,
break. Yeah, I don't know.
like
That
these
kind of ticked me
people,
off.
yeah, these people need to schedule, like, wherever they work, if they have vacation time, they need to schedule vacation time. And then have their bosses call them every day going, hey, what about this? And hey, what about this? And hey, what about this? Hey, what about this? And see how they like it.
So I find it really odd that why has this become a huge issue right now? It was almost too convenient. It's almost like someone had an axe against Bungie and they were like setting him up for failure. Like, well, there was a streamer that left, by the way, too. He says he's not going to play PvP anymore. It's like, why announce this right now? Wouldn't it make more sense like 3 weeks ago when you already knew of those issues? Or at the
Right?
end of the season, beginning next season, nothing changes. That'd be another better time to leave, in my opinion. But
Right?
now, and you're not even giving Budgie a chance to like respond because they already said they weren't going to respond to anything until when they're back and they want to respond.
Right? I mean, you know, when they're in back in full sail, so to speak. You know, and then people will never know like the work that Bungie's really trying to make the game a better experience all in all, because I just read today, or heard today, thanks to a random YouTube re video recommendation. Bungie is actually f suing a cheat distributor, like
Yeah, I
a f
think I saw something about that.
yeah, like the well, apparently it's Bungie and Riot Games, for their Valorant game. They are like actively suing this site that sells cheats for their game specifically, because apparently before the site has been hit with a C and D, and they agreed to stop, but things are apparently still happening. So yeah, this is like full-fledged jury requested court date crap,
Wow.
like a 24-page legal document attached to it. It's ridiculous, and this is the first time that I know of, other than apparently Pokemon Go did a similar thing a while back. This is the first time I've heard of like a company super actively cutting off a cheat at its source. So yeah, let's not talk about that or focus on that at all.
Yeah, this article got posted in our Discord today in our news. It wasn't by our friends Destiny News, but it was by Kotaku posted an article, right? And Bungie go after Valorant and Destiny 2, cheat sellers and joint lawsuit.
Yep. Which is the exact article that the video mentioned. And attached to that article is the 24-page legal document that some poor guy in California was served. Like I said, I mean, you can imagine like being talented enough to create a software to crack through any anti-cheat system and selling it at such an exorbitant price you make a couple like $10,000 or like a few, maybe $100,000, a few $100,000. Then all of a sudden, like these two juggernauts of companies are citing millions of dollars worth of damage in a potential lawsuit. Could you imagine? Oh my God.
I know.
I mean, that poor, like, I told my wife earlier, I don't wish that kind of life-changing debt on anyone. Also, at the same time, he's kind of asking for it, considering he didn't stop when he said he was gonna. So,
yep. Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, I mean, he thought he was getting ahead, and now he's gonna potentially owe two companies millions of dollars. Good luck with that, buddy.
Good luck. Oh, man.
Let's hope they settle small.
Yeah. I know. Well, yeah, I don't know what... Yeah, again, if he's made money off these things, then I guess they can go off of damages for that. But sometimes when the guy's super small, it's almost like they're not expecting any money. They're just scaring him so that he'll actually stop.
I don't know. This one cheat service apparently costs $90 a month. Or get this, you could pay $500 for lifetime use.
Mm.
Yeah, such a deal.
They had to have been making some money.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it's a... Yeah, and I have a feeling that it's more they're just making an example of this guy.
Yeah.
Like, he didn't stop. It's like Bungie and Riot are basically... saying it's like, you know what, if you continue like ruining our experience, we're going to come after you. Which I think is a fantastic statement to make. Like, sure, maybe Destiny 2's anti-cheat systems could be better. But I feel this is like a decent like goodwill gesture, at least, you know? Mm-hmm. The fact that they do care about the experience. Maybe they just don't have access to the tools in-game, you know? That makes sense?
Yeah.
Probably does somewhere, but yeah. But yeah. Yeah, I had to bring that up, because like I said, that stoked me so much to see that article. Ugh.
Well, there's going to be interesting stuff coming up. We have the update coming up. We'll get back to the TWAB on Thursday. We have less than a month left in the season, so we're gonna find out. People are gonna hopefully change their tune a little bit, and
these next few weeks are gonna be a nightmare. I just realize they're gonna be teasing the next season and finishing this season out, and these next weeks are gonna suck. There's gonna be so much to keep up with.
A lot of people are still wondering, when's Vault coming? Like, oh,
right.
I don't think it's gonna be this next season, but it could. I still think it's like 60% chance now. It's come down a little bit, but now it's almost 50-50, but 60% chance the season after, maybe 40% in my eyes this next season.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, yeah, this direct next season, I'd flip out. But I'm not expecting it. And then, yeah, season after that is probably most likely to me.
Mm-hmm.
As long as everything's going smoothly. Because if they've come across problems or whatever, then yeah, potentially it could be next season. Or the season before, whatever. Last season, basically. Which I kind of hope not, because that... I don't know. That might actually carry it out to the next release.
It could. We have had that before where it was, Crown of Sorrow was the last season. Of course, it was focused on, again, opulence and the whole Callus and the Leviathan and menagerie and all that. And then the next year just was a whole new thing with Shadowkeep.
Yeah.
So they have had raids back to back before.
Yeah.
If possible. But I still think it probably makes a little more sense. If it's ready, do it in the middle.
Yeah.
That's interested.
Yeah, I still believe it's basically, like I said, I think it's a jargon to. It's the nice and business way of saying keep your pants on. We'll put it out when we're ready to.
We're at least getting the two new strikes. Well, revamped strikes next season.
All right. I'm actually super stoked to see what they do with Sepix.
And I'm if super it's stoked even Sepix. To see. Yeah, and I'm super stoked about Fallen Saber. What they do with that? I just felt like that. That end encounter was super fun. I know it got really easy unless you had certain burns with it, but if they can keep it, hopefully it can be a orchestrated fight, not a insta-melt type of situation.
Yeah.
And keep it interesting where you're having moving platforms and holes that are opening up and shanks all across the ceiling to keep you focused on them too, not just the boss, then it can be interesting.
Yeah, kind of like how they did with the Glassway.
Yeah.
Which makes for a fun strike, but a nightmare of a nightfall. Jesus.
Yeah. Oh, it was even a nightmare strike when people were lower leveled. I remember being in with Blueberries and people constantly dying until they could even figure out there's some areas in the back you can somewhat hide. I mean, you can still get surrounded in the back corridors too from both sides, but yeah, that one definitely can be a nightmare. You're right.
Yeah.
Well, I just thought it was a fun topic. I don't know if you have anything else to say about this, but I think it'll be fine, people. Okay. I mean, I understand. And please tell us more your thoughts if you more on what you're feeling and what you hope they can change. If we always love Seriously. Talking about. I mean, it's not like we're saying the game should stay how it is. I mean, change is good.
But I mean, to keep the game interesting, it has to change. It has to keep changing and evolving. So,
yeah. Have like a priority list. Like, is your priority list more maps, more game modes, or just abilities or weapons? Because I'm hearing a lot of people are saying weapons are in a pretty good state.
Yeah, I can agree with that for the most part. There doesn't seem to be any super strong outliers this season. You know, the most. In fact, I think it's probably the most balanced it's been since D2 Vanilla like launch. Like, a lot of people tend to forget, like, Vanilla D2 was actually super balanced with weapons.
Yeah. Now, it's obviously still two archetypes at the top, hand cannons and shotguns, but that's somewhat going to happen. It's not like the heavy weapons are going to be at the top because of obviously ammo and you're just not going to use them much. Right. But I guess it makes sense. I mean, I would love to see fusions a little bit higher, but at least even in those archetypes, in those classes of weapons, you have several options. People are going all over Crimson. I'm hearing more Last Word again. There's lots of options with, of course, with so many hand cannons as it is.
Yeah. I mean, I just took Last Word out for a spin myself. Like finishing out some Iron Banner tonight.
Yeah.
I know they like made like this iteration of the Last Word is definitely easy mode because the changes they made to Hipfire Grip like increases the headshot aim assist cone. Mm-hmm. So it makes it easier to hit headshots while hip firing. So I do realize this is the easiest the Last Word has ever been to use, but my God, do I go on tears on it now. Ugh. And yes, you can definitely say, oh, you can only use Last Word because it's easy, because back in the day you probably couldn't use it at all. You're right! I sucked with Last Word up until now. Like, absolutely, all D1. Last Word was one of the first exotics I got to drop in D1. And I sucked with it all the way through Rise of Iron.
I want Palindrome when it comes back to feel like how my Palindrome did in D1. It was very stable, and it had long range for a hand cannon. Mm-hmm. And maybe for they don't want that, but I want that.
All right.
I would use it in PvE a lot. I would use it in the raids that it would be suitable for a hand cannon.
And also, to correct some old words of Gator, Shadow Price has never, ever been a go-to auto rifle for PvP, buddy. I don't know what, like, member berry world you're living in. It's barely been serviceable. Yeah, it's barely been serviceable. I adore that gun because it has lore. Like, Shadow Price is the auto rifle that apparently Toland used before Bad Juju. So, or at least according to the flavor text and lore, you know, flavor text attached to it. So that's why I adored Shadow Price. It, like, had someone in the lore attached to it.
Gotcha.
And that's why I used it all the time. Not because it was a good gun, and my role was garbage. But yeah, yeah, like Shadow Price, even the Swarm. Swarm actually was, if I remember right, Swarm was a good MG. I just can't really remember it all too well. But yeah, I mean, but auto rifles still hang pretty well, I feel, in this meta. Like, there's no dominating gnawing hunger for sure. I mean, even though my weapons when going on a tear was the last word in gnawing hunger. Because I have a Zen Moment Rampage. Gnawing nice. Hunger, which is very nice. Like, use the gnawing hunger for longer encounters, and when they get up close, just tap, 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 tap. Hey, look at there. So, yeah. Well, that and for some reason, an Iron Banner, considering people tend to be a little sweatier for the wins. I tend to go double primary in, like, tensor situations. Especially in situations where I see a lot of Jotuns flying around. Mm-hmm. Still. That way, they don't have special. It's like, sure, kill me. You're not getting an extra shot off of me.
Yeah. Yeah, good point.
I mean, yeah, it's old, like, D1 ammo economy starving, except popping... Instead of popping special boxes, you just don't run special. But yeah.
Well, I am excited to see what comes up.
Right.
And
oh, we still have that mission, like the last mission for Hawkmoon, which, if people are accurate, is going to be a repeatable mission to farm for random rolls on Hawkmoon.
Which I don't know if I care so much about that. I guess if there's some god roll that people are saying is good, then I'll roll for it.
Yeah.
And if the mission's fun. But, you know, I'm not saying this. Sure. I'll check it out, see what it's like.
Yeah, yeah, I'll probably at least run it a few times, see what interesting things could drop, see what the drop rates even are. Because, I mean, good lord, it's an exotic. I don't assume we're going to, like... It'd be a little nutty if we finish it every time and get a Hawkmoon.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a pipe dream. I would love that. But also at the same time, it's an exotic. It's not going to happen that way. I highly doubt it. I would love to be proven wrong in this. I don't think so. I don't think so, Tim.
I don't think so. So, Sin, live update for the game. What are you doing right now? Oh, good to hear it. Yeah.
Awesome. All right.
All right. Well, better luck next time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You did lose a lot of games. Sorry to hear that. All right. So, he lost every Iron Baron match is what we heard. Okay. we better start wrapping up. Anything else you want to bring up for this week?
Let's see. Yeah, hooray, we freed the crow. Hooray. Bungie's still quiet, which, I mean, yeah, like I said, a little bit of weirdness happened. I don't know. I think we about covered everything pretty well.
Yeah, I mean, I have another topic I can save for next week, and we'll have more to talk about with, certainly something will be
interesting. Yeah, something's got
this week.
Yeah, something's got to come with the TWAB. I mean, something, right?
Exactly.
I mean, they got an update coming.
TWAB. Yeah.
Yeah, something's got to be coming. I have a feeling Like I said, as soon as you said that there's less than a month in this season, I got a feeling they're going to be like jumping, like hitting the ground running with TWAB. I have a feeling. Again, I could be wrong. But Bungie tends to try and pre-hype us for next seasons. And, well, they haven't yet, so...
Yeah, it makes sense. As I first was guessing that they would only take 2 weeks off and they were going to talk about stuff last Thursday, but in a way they're probably just prepping more so they have more to tell us going forward, and I'm fine with that.
Could be.
There's and nothing also, wrong with just... even if they took 4 weeks. Okay, I would say never more than, you know, for a good holiday season... That's the most you would want to take off because people then start just kind of getting a little antsy. But geez, 3 was fine.
Yeah, I mean, 3. Fine. I mean, like I said, I spent years in automotive. Even in automotive, we'd get around 2 because of, you know, plant shutting down. Of course, I mean, we'd get it. We'd also get like 2 in July as well. That was kind of another slow and shutdown period. But yeah, I mean, a month to finally like just chill and visit your family, a year barring vacation time and PTO. Come on, guys, that's like standard.
But we want to hear
that's a standard for me too. But
you think we're wrong? Well, too bad. No, but let us know.
Yeah, seriously, I mean, let's keep it civil. I mean, hey, you Gator, think we're wrong,
you need to start writing in our Discord and bugging Des. Sorry,
I dare that. You.
I dare
I
you.
Dare you. I double dog dare you.
Uh oh. Yeah, now he doesn't. He'll have a good retort, I'm sure.
Potentially. Depends on my current mental state at the time. But I just realized we still don't know what the crap that Ascendant Lens did that we got during Festival of Lost.
Oh, I've kind of given up on that. I am just thinking now that it was just nothing.
I mean, but why is it there? I mean, it's what was that like? The whole focus of the festival. Like, I don't. I want to understand. Like, you can't just. It's like the spinfoil hat theory about the spinfoil hat.
But we've
and
had
the ramen least, coupon.
We've had it. Yeah, that too. We've had at least a few of these things. Like, and now it could still happen. But what was the 13th? I don't even remember the number now. The last wish. That we still don't know about. And then even the freaking vault of glass extra last chest that everyone said was supposed to be there and never found. I mean,
I legitimately think that's a troll that Luke Smith is perpetrating just to create an air of mystery.
But this could be something too. It could even be something as simple as they had a plan and they couldn't work it out with how everything was going on. And, but they don't want to tell us any different and sound stupid now. So unfortunately it's just going to go to the wayside.
I mean, the fact that it got delayed, I would be okay with that. Just let us know. It's like, hey, we had a plan for this, but now it's kind of screwy. I mean, let us dismantle it for something. But the only reason I think it's something is because it has a purple background. Like normally the stuff that really doesn't matter is white or green. Or maybe blue. But the purple stuff... unlike in the Sunny D commercial, purple stuff matters, okay?
Well, hopefully something does. And, geez, I mean, I wouldn't complain if there is something that comes with it.
But I don't know. Like, I'm getting antsy about it now because it's still sitting there. And occasionally, I, like,
you got to start a Twitter campaign to get everyone all up in arms. Bungie, you need to let us know the Ascendant Lens. What does it do?
Right.
We need an answer yesterday.
To r/raid secret, rally everyone.
And if they don't answer you, that means they're not listening to the community.
Right. Right. Then we can really like. Storm their offices with like all 5 of us.
The Guardian Hub, Guardian Down coalition to take down Bungie. Well, we better not get too crazy there.
Right.
Let us know. Speaking of, you know, saying in the Discord, if you haven't joined the Discord, please consider that. It's a great place to keep the conversation going. We have great people in there that anything from just giving you a good morning welcome to talking about the game, to complaining about the game, to hopes for the game, and of course, LFG group ups of finding people to play with.
Indeed. You do not have to be the mute majority. We would love to have you in the conversation.
Yes, for sure. And if you're not sure how to find that, just go to our lovely website, theguardianhub.com, and click on the About Us section, and you can find a link to the Discord. We also have a link to the clan there, too. Spots are going fast. Join now for only $0 per month. Great deal.
$19.99. Call now for a discount of $19.99. Uh-huh. I want to say we've done that gag before. Oh, well.
And check out DestinyNewsHub.com. Great articles that they write over there. And our podcast feed gets posted over there, too. So, and they, of course, indeed, get posted into our Discord channel under Destiny News.
Yep, yep.
We have all sorts of fun ones like Destiny Spoilers. That's always a fun one. If spoilers don't bug you, feel free and join that channel and see what we're all talking about.
Yeah. Also, if you do not like spoilers, stay away.
Yes. Yes. You can.
Because we recently got another one of them videos drop in there that could be something potentially spicy.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's too early to tell, and it's apparently just a model of a potential area. So nothing too big, but the name of it is interesting. We'll see. Yeah. We'll see what comes of that.
I know. Yep. But all sorts of great channels. And then every once in a while, I like to just remind people, if you want to leave us a review on iTunes, Apple Podcast, or anywhere, just leave us a review. We'd greatly appreciate it. Supposedly it helps us get found more. No, but we love our reviews. And if you do leave a review, we will read it on the air unless you tell us not to. And then we might still do it.
And then don't read this on the air and be like, whoops.
Please do not read this on the air.
Yes, start with that. Don't put it at the end.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Oh, God.
Well, Sin, where can the people find you? Oh, yeah?
And that's CYN, right?
Okay. You changed your gamer tag? It's now CYN_pleb. Jeez. I mean, I know I've bugged you about that before, but you didn't have to change your gamer tag to it. Oh, you don't like my gamer tag either? All right, well. Okay. Des, yeah, I guess yeah. Let's just ignore Sin.
Yeah, it's fun. I mean,
yeah,
same old as usual. No, I'm kidding. But of course, you can find me on Twitter at DES_Raven. And of course, I'm hanging out in the Discord. Like I said, I haven't been reading much of the... I'm kind of caught up on lore. But we also have a lore channel where I kind of reside. And, like, I'm eager to answer, like, get into lore talks and, like, yeah, just post a thing in there. Ask a question. What's this? You might get a paragraph from me. In fact, you're quite likely to get a paragraph from me. So, yeah. So, Kingsley.
That's an excellent idea. Please do that, people. Yeah, you can find me as Kingsley Mac on all the places, except for on Twitter, where I am MC Kingsley. I do stream on Twitch occasionally, mostly while I'm raiding. I was looking, my Twitch stream title is pretty much always Raid Night. No, I don't really stream to care about streaming. It's just for people to watch the raid, you know, just when we're in groups and stuff. It's kind of fun for that. You can find our show at our website, like I mentioned, theguardianhub.com, and on Twitter as
Best Up on the Net.
Yes. You beat Sin to it. See, bet Sin, he beat you to it. Okay, either I am crazy or people are confused.
Maybe a little bit of both.
Maybe a little bit of both.
Okay. A little column A, a little column B.
Yeah, I'm good with that. All right, well, thanks everyone for listening. Hopefully Sin can edit this fine. Because he really wasn't here tonight.
Yeah.
He wasn't really just quiet in the background. But yeah, this should be where the music is, and we are saying goodbye right now, Sin. Have a
good one.
Bye.